coming into practice here together on our final meeting of this season. Taking good care of the posture and being very gentle with ourselves. Sitting in a way that invokes summer ease. A relaxed posture, a kind posture. With interest, alive and friendliness, alive and awake. Simply noticing the body as body. Perhaps noticing some areas of warmth from our walk. Contrasted with sensations of cool next to the skin from the air conditioning. Noticing in particular anything pleasant in the body. Opening with interest, anything pleasant, with some measure of appreciation. Perhaps the breath feels pleasant, the hands. Maybe something got released during the walk. Maybe there's even a little bit of a smile. Pleasant. Maybe there's a pleasant thought or emotion to be noticed. We spend so much time working on the difficult. Let's give a bit of time for the pleasant. Can the breath be pleasant? Is it? Maybe not pleasant, but simply neutral. That might be enough. Some neutral experiences with attention can bloom. Perhaps cultivating a sense of receiving the breath, a freely given gift of life. Feeling that with each in-breath. cultivating receiving. Noticing relaxation with each out-breath. Or simply knowing that the relaxation response is initiated with each exhale. Parasympathetic nervous system is activated, cultivating ease. Receiving and relaxing with each breath. And from this place of perhaps a bit of appreciation, gratitude, some warm feelings, some goodwill, holding in mind someone for whom you are happy for. They've had some good success. Perhaps they've graduated from one stage of life to another. They've had some good fortune. Or simply they're experiencing some ease. Doesn't have to be someone you know well. Holding in mind this being, visualizing him or her as you're able, or just sensing into. And of course, it could be being happy for your dog or your cat or some sweet being who likes to play, who knows how to play. Perhaps giving ourselves a little soothing touch, or activating a bit of a smile, the corners of the eyes and the mouth, the lips, warming up the heart, into some sympathetic joy. And I'll offer you a few phrases for this that you can use or perhaps use your own. You might find it helpful to name the being that you're happy for. So and so. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. May your happiness continue and grow. May your happiness continue and grow. Feeling into these phrases with sense of embodiment, the breath, the smile. I'm happy for you. May your happiness continue and grow. May it lead to deepening ease and freedom. May it lead to deepening ease and freedom. And so, in the silence, repeating these phrases, or ones of your choosing, for someone that you have some happiness for. And if comparing mind starts to set in, just noticing that and gently letting it be and engaging in your intention to appreciate the happiness of another. And then pausing with the phrases for this one. And just noticing how you're doing, how the heart is. If it's opening, if it's closing. A little neither. Noticing too the energy. I think this is a rather energizing practice. It's a little more active. Can give rise to a sense of uplift, which is energizing. So just noticing if that's so, and if it's not, letting that be okay. Maybe tired from the walk or other experiences. So this is the practice of sympathetic joy, or in Pali it's called mudita. Mudita. And it's another one of the heavenly places for the mind to abide, along with loving kindness, compassion, and equanimity. So mudita, sympathetic, or empathetic, or appreciative joy. And if you have time, you could engage in many other categories. A dear one, a benefactor, neutral person, difficult being, all beings. And what we'll do here together, as a stand-in for all these other categories, we will invoke this community, this Sangha. All of you who are here, and the ones who couldn't be with us today. Having a sense from way back when you didn't know one another, very neutral. We don't know one another. And yet, over time, you've all been benefactors to one another. Big time, I think. And in that, there may have been moments when one or another was a little difficult for you. All part of community. And of course, too, with community is a sense of each other becoming very dear to one another. And I know that's true from what you've all been telling me all along. And I also know that you rejoice in how people have grown, not just this season, but over these past few years together. So having a sense of that, the learning, the development of practice, the greater ease and freedom, self-compassion that you've witnessed, the insights, how you've astounded one another with your wisdom and compassion. And so having a sense of this community or this Sangha, mudita, for us all. And do what you can to include yourself in this. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for us. I'm happy for all of us. I'm happy for all of us. May our happiness continue and grow. May our happiness continue and grow. And may it lead to deepening ease and freedom. May our happiness lead to deepening ease and freedom. So taking a few moments with these phrases or ones of your choosing as you invoke this community, in essence a stand-in for all beings. A little smile, hand on the heart, soothing touch. Feeling it through the body and the breath. And then pausing with the phrases as you finish them up. And again, just let it be known how this sits with you. Whatever the workings of the heart are, can you let them be felt, held, known, appreciated? Here's a little quote that I think fits with our practice and our themes around the energy factor of awakening. And this is from Veronica Tugaleva. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And she wrote, "What if we all stop fighting to belong and realize that we already do? What if we acknowledged in each interaction with ourselves and with others the eternal, beautiful, interconnected energy that flows between us? What if we recognized our equality and celebrated our differences? Imagine how the world would be, could be." And so, feeling into that eternal, beautiful, interconnected energy that flows between us.